Seeds.net.
Kicking off the third hour of the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
And Guard, published author of Live Free or Die. You can get the... describe the book real quick.
Well, it's a collection of essays on liberty plus fiction for people who might get a little tired and want to go to the fiction, and a script that I never had produced while I was at the Outer Limits in their TV script department, plus material that my father wrote between World War II when he was out in the Philippines and so on in the Pacific, and the time he passed away in 2003.
You worked on Star Trek and Firefly, too, didn't you?
Well, I wish I worked on Firefly. That would have been great.
But you wrote something for the book? Or?
Yeah, I wrote a segment for the book okay. called Serenity Found. Which
that's free. Live Free or Die. You can get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com. And, you know, we got so many calls on the line here.
Right.
I'm going to take Kevin in Tampa. Kevin, are you there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Yeah, I'll get right to it. I heard you guys talking about the automotive industry bailout, and I have an interesting perspective, a very unique perspective on this, because I own a company that provides services to about 1,000 automotive dealers around the country.
All right.
So you want to know the real deal?
Yeah, tell us.
They should not be trying to bail out the automotive industry.
All right.
So some of these dealerships are having record months. They're doing very well for themselves,
yeah,
including
I've heard that.
Some of the domestic lines.
I've heard that.
Interesting.
Yeah, two of my trainers walked into a Chevrolet dealership in St. Louis this week, and they were booming, setting records. And, you know, it just depends on how they run their business. If, you know, it's not a good idea. That's the bottom line.
Let's say they were doing badly. You know, hypothetically, right. they were all going to go bankrupt. It would still be an immoral, unconstitutional, unethical, and anti-economic thing to do, right?
Absolutely.
Good
and as
you,
a business owner who basically feeds my family and the employees who work for my company off of the dealerships that thrive, I would be maybe greedy to maybe the government should do this bailout because I want to get more business. But to be perfectly honest with you, if they were going to do anything at all, rather than spend, what is it, $25 billion?
Yeah, another 25 billion. They already gave him, I think, 50 billion in guaranteed loans in September. September 29th was the final vote on that.
Well, if they're going to give out charity to a free market enterprise, then what they should do is they should give about $20 million to consultants and allow them to go in and streamline the cost of the dealerships, and they'll all survive this hard time.
Isn't it amazing how people seem to accept this? You know, when Lee Iacocca had the Chrysler bailout back in the 1970s, I remember being a teenager. I never had anybody in any of our high school classes or anything, any of our history classes, actually open up the Constitution and say, hey, kids, can you find in the Constitution where it says in invisible ink, businesses shall be bailed out by Congress? It's amazing how people just accept this stuff on the practicalities of it. They just say, well, should it be done or shouldn't it be done? Not whether or not functionally it is allowed to be done by the Constitution.
I completely agree 100%. They absolutely should not. And if any government officials are listening to this radio station, which I hope they are, please stop what you're doing. You guys are going to kill this economy.
Oh, I know for a fact Barack Obama's listening right now. Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Excellent.
1-800-259-9231. I've got to burn through these calls. So let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave?
Hey, Dave, are you there? Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. It's good to hear your voice on the radio again, Guard.
Oh, muchas gracias, my friend.
And good to hear you too, Mark. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Hey,
right.
I just wanted to say about regarding the Ian situation. I know a lot of people are upset, and you know the anger is good, but we need to make sure it's channeled correctly.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're in New Hampshire, there's a lot of things that you can do to get involved. If you're not in New Hampshire, you need to be signing up with the Free State Project to get here and help people like Ian. And if you're already signed up, you know, post a blog entry or put a link on your blog.
Well, try to tell real quick because people don't know necessarily what the Free State Project is. People are tuning in, tuning out all the time. Tell people who would want to join the Free State Project.
Well, the Free State Project is for people who believe that the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. For people
and
who believe
government's been going the opposite direction of that since since we got one.
That's right. The founders set up a government that had a very limited role, And the limit, the role of government when the founders set it up was only to defend people against aggression.
And then they promptly broke that those agreements right. With the public,
well,
right?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people out there who want to make a lot of money off of committing acts of aggression, whether
yep.
it be, and so the government is able to do that, and it's a good way to do it without a lot of risk. So you can commit acts of aggression to steal people's money in the forms of taxes or, you know, kidnap people by arresting them for things when they haven't hurt anybody. You know,
humans,
you just gotta think, the aggressor here.
Human beings have an amazing ability to be able to become accustomed to institutional aggression, whether it's a mafia in your neighborhood or it's government growing and growing and growing. Not only do they become, yeah, they become accustomed to it because, you know, humans are able to adjust and do things like that, but then they start to recognize the advantages that they could personally get in taking control of that institutional entity for force, coercion, and manipulation, and hence you get politicians.
That's right. I mean, and when you talk about government with a lot of people who are of the liberal persuasion, and, you know, I'm neither conservative nor liberal, but when you talk, a lot of times it talks about not government in the form of, conservatives like to talk about who should be controlled, liberals like to talk about who should be helped, but it's, when we talk about this kind of stuff, a liberal will often agree, like, I'm down with that, but then they think, well, who's going to, when you have this massive apparatus of people who have a monopoly on violence, going around enforcing regulations or doling out money, who do you think is going to take control of that organization? Do you think it's going to be some people with
good people that love everybody and only want the best for us?
Right. Or is it going to be big corporations who have lots of money to buy the politicians who steer this ship that's completely devoid of any market signals?
Yeah, right. So. Excellent point, boy. I wish more people would listen to that sort of thing, especially the left-wing people. They don't seem to understand that if they want to control their neighbor's private business, it's the same sort of mechanism that is going to control the way that they live their lives and the business they might want to conduct in, say, smoking a joint or something like that. They've got to get over this stuff.
Thanks for your call.
You got it. Great call, man.
All right. Well, let's go to the AMP line with Gene, the Christian anarchist. Now, every time when I use this AMP line, it's always a poke in the dark to see whether I can get it on. So, Gene, are you there? Let me try this again. Gene going once. You know, this is probably completely my fault. Gene going twice. Well, let's give it a shot with Mark in Ohio. Mark?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Our Constitution says that we can get rid of our government if they're doing wrong. How do we go about doing that other than just voting them out? Is there anything else we should try to do?
Well, the Constitution, unfortunately, doesn't have an out clause. However, the Declaration of Independence, which people often conflate, and it's understandable, we're basically taught those are the two important documents and taught them together, does say that it's the right of the people to alter or abolish their government, and I'd have to agree with you. However, it doesn't give a game plan on how to go about doing that. The Founding Fathers took up arms, shot people with red coats.
Well, that's what I was going to start suggesting we start doing.
Well, I'm not ready to go there. I think that Claire Wolfe, has this great quote, which is, "It's too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards." And I think from a national level and in a lot of state governments, it is too late to do anything about it. And that's the reason for the Free State Project. I think that every once in a while you'll hear news stories of somebody who goes bananas and, you know, shoots up a police station or gets a bulldozer and outfits it in armor proofing called the Killdozer. That was an interesting story.
Yeah.
But all these people are painted as nuts. The mainstream media, it doesn't go anywhere. Yeah, I imagine what people think about the Michigan militia. Think about what they think about the people in Waco. It just... Unfortunately, the violence aspect just doesn't seem to go anywhere, and the government really knows how to handle violence. I think if we're going to do something now, that probably our best bet's going to be non-violence and non-compliance.
And I think you've got to concentrate all those people in a particular area. The more diffuse they are, the less impact they'll have.
Yeah, we've been trying that for years.
And the less attention they're going to have.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Mark. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Got some calls on the line. Please hold. And we'll get to you. And you can call in. Talk about anything you want. That's 800-259-9231. The SACL CAA line. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Call in and talk about anything. We don't really do much screening here. We really only have a couple of rules. One call a night. Ladies first.
Oh, yes.
Talk about anything. Perhaps. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana. Listen to KGEZ. Jeremy?
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Good evening, Gart, Mark.
How are you, sir?
And I almost considered coming out there before, although I don't think... The cops around here in Kalispell are much better. You know, I'm not too sure I don't know if there's anywhere you can go anymore to get away from these, you know, Nazi skinhead Marine, I don't know, looking, they look like they're still in the army and they're cops, you know? And yeah. I just...
Everywhere there are men with power, there will be men that abuse power.
But, you know, we got a lot of good cops around here, too.
Sure.
They're not bad, but I've had them try to break in my house just for having the, a movie up too loud, you know, or something like that. But, what I wanted to ask you guys about tonight was, what's your take on, you know, all these bailouts and, all this, you know, everything from 9/11 up till now that they've done, I think it's all been done on purpose. I don't think none of this stuff is by accident. And I just wanted to get y'all's take on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, sir. You know, as far as accidents go, I've certainly heard people think that it's a diabolical conspiracy to rid people of their freedoms. However, I think that's what government does naturally. I think the government grows. Any institution or, you know, business, any endeavor where men and women are striving to do things, it's going to grow.
Absolutely.
And if you have a business, it's going to, you know, you're going to grow. Now, maybe the other business grows more and puts you out of business through competition or whatever, but government doesn't have that problem. And, of course, it doesn't grow as efficiently as a business would, even a poor one, but they don't have competition, so...
Yeah.
They just continue to grow.
I agree with you.
And the growth of government is power, because that's all government has. The only thing government is a use of force. If you want to feed the hungry, you know, when you want to feed the homeless in America, the only way you can do it is by threatening to put people in prison or take their houses away if they don't pay the taxes that you want them to pay, so that you can use your inefficient welfare system to feed the homeless. Now, you want to hear about an efficient way to feed the homeless? Talk to the Salvation Army.
Oh, yeah.
They'll handle it.
And then talk to the Salvation Army people who were blocked from going into certain sections of New Orleans. I just wanted to say, Mark, you know, the government, the entire philosophical foundation on government, in most cases nowadays, is predicated on the idea that your neighbor is incapable of handling his own life. So already there is a mistrust of individuals engaging in free market activity, so they get the government to get involved. Now, I don't think anybody is going to question these government bailouts. I think you're right. These bailouts, all these things, whether they're people think that they are intentional conspiracy, products of a conspiracy or not, it doesn't matter. You don't even need it, because the outgrowth of that philosophy that people in the real world are unable to handle themselves leads to politicians and people trying to get politicians to help them to start engaging in these things. Now,
and every time you ask the politicians to get involved, whatever you intended in the beginning, they pervert it.
Right.
They
change
it, because there's lobbyists out there that have more power than you'll ever have.
Here's the thing. Government can never fail, quote unquote, in the public's eyes. Government can never fail, because when government imposes these restrictions, regulations, taxations on the free market, it's the free market that they see supposedly failing when you don't have a free market.
Right.
So when the government engages in these activities and the effects of government policy are seen, they're not seen within the government as failures. They're seen within the marketplace as failures, but they're failures brought about by government regulation and impositions on the marketplace. And in this case, these bailouts are being brought about because of government central banking, government policies to get everybody owning houses who shouldn't have gotten loans in the first place, and all sorts of government regulations on businesses that either harm them against competition in the foreign markets, or help the unions and again harm them against foreign competition. So none of these things are going to be attributed to government. They'll be seen as market failures, when in fact it's the government that caused these, and it's going to ratchet up the size of government once more.
Let's take James in Florida. James, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, James.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay. I just want to hope that Ian's okay and he wins this fight. Hope that he gets an attorney to represent him and get these charges dropped and, you know, get him out of where he's at.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
Okay. I want to bring up the topic of Obama's new website, change.gov.
Change.gov, the office of the president-elect.
Exactly.
The emperor-elect.
And, you know, what's pretty disturbing on there is if you go to change.gov/learn or click the learn button on the
forward
actual
slash
website.
Indoctrinate.
The change we need isn't about new programs and policies. It's about a new politics, a politics that calls on our better angels instead of encouraging our worst instincts. And then it goes on, it says, on that reminds us of the obligations we have to ourselves and one another. Well, I want to make something pretty clear here. I am not obligated to no one. I'm an individual. If I choose to help somebody out, I will, but that's my choice. I'm an individual.
Boy,
I'm
you not said will. Yep.
Say what?
Go ahead. So I'm just complimenting you because this needs to be stated a great deal.
Exactly. I'm not a collective. I'm not of a collective mind. And, you know, this is where the people here in this country is like, oh, we need the government. We need to depend on them. They're going to help us out. You know, they're the best. And that's not the case. You know, you've got the people standing out there with their hands out saying, crying the old poor me is give, give, give. While ever you keep giving to them, they're not going to get up there, you know, behind and do something.
Right.
And I just want to.
It's absolutely true. If you want to, if you want stray cats at your house, put a bowl of cat food out every day. Sooner or later, they'll show up and
right.
They'll be there every day to do it. Now, I'm not saying that the people that would receive welfare are bad people. I'm just saying you're incentivizing them to stay in the circumstances that they're in. And the way welfare's set up, it's not even set up for people to get out of it because you'll get your welfare taken away if you work and make more money.
Mark, how many times have you heard from politicians this classic religious sociological term they constantly say, and you in the audience, the caller right now probably knows, we have to more often, we need to be our brother's keeper. You know what?
Right.
If somebody is my keeper, that means I'm being kept. Screw that. And my neighbor, I don't want to keep my neighbor. He's an individual. I will
exactly.
voluntarily help people if
exactly.
I want to. You know, go ahead, man.
And I just want to quote Ayn Rand here, one of the greatest philosophers that this country's ever seen.
True.
And I think she's seen what's happening. She saw the writing on the wall, you know, way back in the 40s. And one of her quotes is that it only stands to reason that where there's sacrifice, there's someone collecting the sacrificial offerings. Where
That's
there's
true.
Service, there is someone being served. The man who speaks to you of sacrifice is speaking of slaves and masters and intends to be the master.
Yeah, well, you're right. I agree completely. 1-800-259-9231. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, James. I couldn't have said it better than myself.
I want that guy over my house for coffee sometime.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. It's Mark here with you.
And Guard.
And we're here 6 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. If you that's Eastern time. If you're just listening on Saturday night, maybe your station doesn't carry the show 6 nights a week. Well, if you want to hear it, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. We've got a live stream. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Go see the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Oh, it is a very nice thing. It is a very nice thing.
Tell me about SACL CAI.
You know, some of the folks who help allow this wonderful program to reach you are the great people at SACL CAI. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, contact SACL CAI. They do collections. They handle early outbilling, and they will purchase charged-off receivables. That allows you to continue in your business, and then SACL CAI will try to collect what is owed you. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, they are great supporters of freedom, and they know how business works. Check out their banner advertisement at freetalklive.com.
That'll take you to the website.
It certainly will. They are great people.
All right, let's go to Nathaniel in Austin, Texas, listening to 91.9.
Hey, Nathaniel. First time caller here, so I'm not really familiar with your format and all, but I used to listen to Little Power FM, and that's how I found out all about shortwave and all. But I was just wondering.
This is shortwave? Are you listening on shortwave?
Oh, 91.1 FM, and that brought me into the world. Low power FM brought me into the world of shortwave, and it's opened up a whole new world to me.
Shortwave, new world.
Wondering, what change does Obama really stand for, do you think? I noticed he had an Obama station on Dish Network, I believe it was, but I couldn't bring myself to watch it long enough to find out what kind of rhetoric they were.
Hey, his guys
what
are.
What kind of propaganda they were putting out, and I've heard some rumors about, or stories about, at one time Lindsey Williams was predicting, you know, oil to go to $2 a gallon. We're there now. And then they were saying that oil was going to go to around $50 a barrel, and I guess we're in the ballpark on that, too.
Getting close.
But then it's going to spike back up to, like, $200 a barrel, and we could expect $5 to $10 gallon gasoline, and one faction of the New World Order was backing McCain and Palin, and that's why Palin was, I assume, predicted. And I'd heard some chatter about Al-Qaeda would test Obama as soon as he was sworn in or when he was elected. I was just wondering what you're feeling.
Joe Biden said something like that about Obama being tested early on in his campaign, and I don't know. I think that I assume he's just speculating. How else?
And, you know, a lot of that is the bravado of a politician trying to show that our guy is going to be strong and he'll be, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But there are a grab bag of points brought up there. And
yeah.
I think one of the points is, first, I'd like just to mention that Obama's people are incredibly savvy. They were buying ad time in video games.
Pretty clever. Obama doesn't represent change. Obama represents the same old socialism that we've been spoon-fed since, the early 1900s.
I would only say that the only change he represents to me is a more rapidly increasing redistribution of wealth social world.
Right, but McCain is not change either. He's the same old national socialism that we were seeing in the form of God and country and, you know, the fatherland, the foundation of fascism. I'm not talking about putting Jews in ovens. I'm talking about the foundations of fascism.
Right.
McCain, everything he said was like coming out of Mussolini's mouth.
Yes. So well said, Mark.
Except it was in English.
I think it's just a matter of which side of your bread are you going to be seeing buttered in a more increasingly fascist or socialist nature. I think you'll see probably maybe some more moves by Obama to try to pare down some of the things that Bush did in an unconstitutional fashion, supposedly to defend America. But you'll see an increase in fascism and socialism on regulations on business and redistribution of wealth. So, you know, it's 6-1, half dozen or the other. And I'm sorry, but those six are rounds in a bunch of barrels being fired at your wallet, you know. Yeah,
Nathan?
John Nathaniel. You would say Obama's more of the left-wing end of the New World Order then? And is that more?
I don't know what the New World Order is specifically. I mean, I've heard the term used. I'm speculative, those kind of things. So, you know, skeptical, not speculative. Skeptical of the whole New World Order thing. I mean, he's a socialist.
Definitely a socialist. Would you consider McCain more communist or just a different wing of socialism?
National socialist. I hate to throw the word around, but national socialists were what Mussolini was, what Franco was, what Hitler was, what Francis Bellamy, who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States, was.
Yeah.
It was very popular in the first half of the 1900s, the 20th century. People essentially equate Nazis with killing Jews, and that wasn't what fascism was in the beginning.
Right.
Fascism was
national
more of
pride.
Yeah, national pride. It was this big thing with the combining of government and corporations together, the controlling of government by the rich and moneyed. Lots of marching tunes and propaganda to get people to think that the government's great and it'll take care of all your problems. Nathaniel, I appreciate the call and talking about Obama there. I think it's. It's interesting to see how the nation's going to go here with the new president and the direction things are going to go. But Adam from South Carolina has been holding on the line. Let's talk to Adam.
Yeah,
WSC.
Adam. How you doing, Adam?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
A couple points I want to make. One is the thing with Ian. Can you go into a little bit about what happened with him? He got contempt of court for what?
Well, if you go to freekeen.com, you can see the video of what happened to Ian Menard, or Freeman, I guess is what he's going by now. Ian Freeman, the normal host of the show. I'm usually the sidekick or the wingman or whatever you want to call me. You can go to freekeen.com, see that video. That judge went absolutely bat-ass crazy. Or he planned it from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was a setup. It was clearly a setup. But... you know, Ian's been pulling the tail of the tiger for a while now, and sometimes the tiger turns around and eats your butt.
Yeah,
and the
deal is this. Someone, and Mark can explain a little more, but it's about a couch that is on the property. Ian's owns a piece of property in the city of Keene, and there was a couch here that was here before he bought the property, if I recall.
It's hard to say.
Whatever.
It's so inconspicuous that I've actually walked by it within 6 feet.
You don't even notice it.
Looking for it and didn't see it.
Yeah, he's like, what? And some people sit out on it. They look at the birds on it, whatever. Some, they have sublet renters here.
Decorated for Halloween. And,
yeah,
and
so, you know, it's never, you know, sneaked up and bitten anybody or, you know, crossed the border or anything. It's usually just for some reason sitting like a sofa does.
It's
and
a moldering piece of garbage, but still.
Someone evidently filed a complaint. They did not show Ian the complaint. I'm not sure if I've got this right, Mark, but they arrived at the house citing him with a fine or something like that, and
yeah,
he would not pay the fine.
Right, so Ian, doing Ian's thing, he essentially says to the government people, screw you, I do not listen to threats, goodbye. And so at some point or another, he ends up in a court, in the court this morning. The judge decides that he is going to give somebody contempt of court. He put a threat up on the wall saying, if you don't stand for the judge, you're going to be in contempt of court. The fact is, Ian was standing when the judge came in. Then he, you know, his name was called. He was sitting down. His name was called. He continues to stand up, you know, begins to stand up again. The judge says, sit down, sit down, sit down. Has him in handcuffs within 7 seconds. I didn't even know what was going on. They had him just, it was just done so quickly. And, you know, I got to say that my belief is the judge intended to have Ian in handcuffs, and that way he would beg and grovel in order to get out of them. He didn't. He got himself a total of 90 days with 3 contempt charges by not bowing down and kissing the ring sufficiently, and he's in jail.
Okay. The other thing is, unfortunately, we don't get you in Charleston 6 nights a week. We only get you 1 night a week.
Well, have you made some calls to the WSC?
There you go.
Well, we've got something on from 6 to 9, the Dave Ramsey Show, which helps people to get out of debt.
It's a great show.
That, you know, the government doesn't need to bail you out. Doesn't matter who the president is. You have to pay your bills. And that's the only way to really get out of debt. I mean, simple as that. But the other thing is, I've recently gone into...
Better hold the line. Hold the line. 1-800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, 2 extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99. $9.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call it, well, you can't call in about talk about anything because, well, show this last segment.
Yeah, unless you want to call in and talk about running out of time.
Our lines are full, but real quick, according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping in your business and out with privacyharbor.com. It's, well, because normal email is not secure, you can get a free account at privacyharbor.com. If you've ever needed to send a private email in your business, outside of your business, privacyharbor.com is the way to go about doing it. They have a free account. It has, you know, limited capabilities. They have upgrades for money. Privacyharbor.com. So let's go to Adam. Where was Adam calling from? South Carolina. Adam, you back?
Yeah. You also there?
Yep. Yeah, Adam.
Okay, hey. Yeah, I got a phone call today from Chrysler Financial. It turns out I'm 15 days past due on my account. I figure we're even. They asked me, how do you figure we're even? I said, well, you're getting $25 billion from the government for my tax dollars. I figure we're even.
Yeah, has that happened yet? I mean, that's not firm that Chrysler's not getting that money, right?
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
They're
going to
talk about it on Monday.
Yeah,
it'll happen.
Hear about it Monday or Tuesday.
I think likely something's going to happen, and if they don't announce that they're going to do it, they're just going to do it under the table. Everybody, yeah. They're going to sneak the money to the big three. Yeah. You know, but really, it comes down to, well, what if Washington Mutual is holding your mortgage? You know, if you were paying because, you felt obligated to pay over time because, well, you said that you'd sign this
contract
and everything.
Sure.
And then Washington Mutual gets bought up by J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan is getting $250 billion out of the bailout system here.
And, of course, the FDIC purchased all the bad stuff that they had, so J.P. Morgan's getting
a lot of
good stuff.
Are you still obligated to pay your mortgage at that point? I mean, can't you – I think everybody who got a mortgage since 2000 is what they call underwater at this point. That means that their house is worth less than their mortgage they're paying for. I can tell you the mortgage that I have on the house in Florida that I got as a rental, I'm not getting rent to pay enough to pay the mortgage payment, and the house is worth less than the mortgage that I've got on it. Would I be wrong in letting it go now? J.P. Morgan just got $250 billion that I'm forced to give them out of, I assume, tax money, right?
I figure that's a pretty good point to make.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way I was thinking about it. I got a bunch of calls on the line. Appreciate it, Adam.
Excellent.
All right, so let's go to Gene, calling on the amp line.
Christian Anarchist Gene?
Yep, that's him. Gene,
hey, that's the one. Yeah, hey, I saw the video of Ian in the lion's den. And I think Ian forgot his chair and his whip. But I do think that what we talked about or what had been said before about people being concerned with the federal government coming into New Hampshire and shutting down all the Liberty guys and rounding them all up is not really a concern, because what's going to happen is the local politicians are going to try and shut down the Liberty movement. And they're going to do it by roughhousing a few of you, throwing a few in jail, and letting people know that that the same is in store for them.
Well, I think a lot of these people want to get thrown in jail, quite honestly.
And Mark, you said it's inspiring more people to come more quickly, didn't you?
What I've been getting emails in regards to.
Well, what they're trying to do with Ian is they're trying to hurt him where it hurts the most, which is his show.
Right.
His show is his life. They're trying to take his show away from him.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
You know as well as I do, this is going to hurt the show. So
it
depends on whether the show can weather the storm.
At 3 months, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Think about the Rush Limbaugh situation. Rush Limbaugh got caught with, Rush Limbaugh had some legal problems regarding oxycodone or something of that effect.
But Rush Limbaugh was not taken off the air for 90 days.
Rush Limbaugh himself, he took himself off of the air for a period of time. I don't know how long that was when he went to treatment. And that's significantly worse news from the point of view that, you know, like he's caught with drugs. Drugs are bad, right? And then
right.
he goes away for, I think, 6 weeks or something. I don't know how long it was, but it was a long period of time.
But anyway, here's what you guys need to do out there in New Hampshire. And if I was there, I'd be helping you. You need to run somebody against this judge. Find out when he's up for election.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
I've never seen a judge up for election here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they're appointed. They're appointed by the governor.
Well, that's not good news.
No, it's a really bad situation. And
they need to be elected, and you need to be able to freely put somebody up against them.
Yeah.
There is no judge elections there?
No.
Sorry.
Wow.
Appreciate the input, Gene.
So
welcome to welcome to Live Free or Die State, buddy.
Appreciate the input, Gene.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you very
Gene.
Much, sir.
Great to talk to you.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Paul in California. I think so. Paul?
Hey, Mark and Garth.
Hey.
Good to talk to you guys.
How's it going, man?
So free all political prisoners.
Yeah, really.
There's some of them I don't mind them being locked up.
Well, I'm not going to say. I know there's a lot of "I told you so"s in the air. I suspect, but
I think clearly we need to formulate some sort of action that is peaceful and won't trip people up legally, won't get them in trouble, but some way to really start irking these people in the local government here, in the justice system here, and to get media exposure about this. Anybody who's heard about Ian's problem, if they've gone to freekeen.com, if they went over to Liberty Conspiracy, Ian's story is over at my website as well. I'm going to be devoting a part of my podcast to this tomorrow, hopefully when I get some time. We're going to be hopefully trying to come up with some really good ideas to try to expose this on a greater level. And we don't know, as I mentioned last night, we don't know whether or not this is going to make people say that is a bad law, or they will lean more towards where I stand and where Ian stands, that law is bad. But either way,
laws are bad. I just think that in some cases we need, you know, a minimal form of government. But that's just where we differ.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great way for us to talk about it, to get people to say, you know, which side am I on and how far can I push it, you know?
So what you got to say, Paul?
Yeah, the one thing I would like to support is you were talking a couple of days ago about this concept of going to the grand jury and filing criminal charges against these people. I think that is an excellent avenue. It's risk-free because people, you know, all they have to do is swear out a statement of facts as they understand them. All you have to do is study the actual statutes of New Hampshire and find out how many times this guy broke the law, because these judges are always violating their own rules, and just have all the free state people go do a full court press and start filing criminal charges. And your response to Ian's incarceration would be, well, he was incarcerated because the judge is a criminal.
Yep, absolutely.
And here's the charges.
Well, we don't know how much – this is the thing. We don't know how much discretion the judge has for setting the parameters in his court and setting up what he would consider to be contempt of court. If they set this thing up, and I think other people were to see this video, if they could introduce this as evidence, I don't know. I'd love it if this could be brought up as on appeal. I don't know whether Ian would want to do that, whether he would think that it was actually acquiescing to a system that he thinks is illegitimate. I don't know, but I think it would be great to bring it up.
Well, I think it's worthwhile looking into the behavior of the judge and finding out what laws he broke and filing criminal charges against him.
Thanks, Paul.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that's one of the best systems that's been proposed up to this point. I would leave that to someone else.
And then if the prosecutor doesn't want to file his charges, then file charges against the prosecutor. But you got to study the rules. I know it's kind of diving into the sewer there, trying to read up on all that stuff. But I think it is a methodology that looks like it has some degree of workability, and it presents little risk to the person because you're just filing the charges, and anybody can file the charges.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. You don't even have to break the law to file the charges. You just say, "Hey, I saw this crime."
Thanks, Paul.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, man. It is a great call on FTL, and I'm so glad I get to come in. I hate these circumstances.
One real quick. I got 1 minute here. Bile.
Bile. How's it going?
Hey, Guard. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Just wanted to real quick mention a website I put up last night. Jailedactivist.info.
Activist.info, okay.
Yeah, it's got one page up there for Ian right now. It gives the whole background of everything that happened. It's got where he's located and how to contact him and all kinds of different information for anyone who wants to know exactly what happened and what's going on. I plan on expanding it to Ed Lauren, Canario, and other people, too.
Good for you, man.
You got the Burke's a Jerk yard signs? I thought those were hilarious.
Yeah, that was Laura. She did that.
You know, Bile, you guys operate so swiftly. You know, people are coming to me, they got to have T-shirts, they got to do something for Ian, and you guys are working on this stuff like that. It's incredible. Mention the website once more so people all around the country can check this out, buddy.
It's jailedactivist.info.
And your website, Bile?
Is blogofbile.com.
People, go there. It's awesome.
Free Talk Live, you've been listening to the show. We'll be back Monday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 6 days a week we do this. You can check it out at freetalklive.com. Call your local station, ask them to carry the show if they're only carrying it on Saturday nights. It's been Mark with you.
And Guard.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
That's my fault.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. With food